Last days may be the best. Written to a 68-year-old physician who was leading out in the establishment of a medical institution in Australia. Do not speak words that will irritate or offend. The Lord desires you to guard every point in your character. You can be a blessing in communicating to others your knowledge of the truth and of health reform. The Lord loves you, and He desires you to do with power the work given you. When speaking to the people, do not seek to present something original and new. Give short talks, right to the point, on practical subjects. Thus you can feed starving souls. I feel anxious that in our old age we who have known the truth for so long shall become mellow in spirit and in our methods of labor, that we shall understand the simple, yet important and comprehensive truths of the third angel's message, and that we shall receive these truths in the love of God, and impart them to others. My brother, you need not feel that you are too old to train your voice. You talk in too low a tone. Open your mouth and use your abdominal muscles in sending forth the sound. Just now you are excellently situated for learning to talk clearly and distinctly. When talking to the workmen, take in deep inspirations, and let your tones be full and round. Thus you will gain in health. Your delivery will improve, and your efforts to help the people will be crowned with success. The Lord has not forsaken you. He desires you to grow in grace, to increase in ability to help the people. But if you interest them, you must speak right to the point, and you must stop before you think you are half through. I cannot endure the thought of any of our aged believers decreasing in influence and efficiency. The Lord wants you to cooperate with Him in making all you can of yourself. If you will unite willingly with Him in this work, your last days will be your brightest and best. Heed the cautions that I have given you. Keep close to the clear lines of truth, and do not let your voice sink so low that the hearers can scarcely catch the sound. You will be much benefited health-wise if you will put forth determined effort to make your voice heard. It is a God-given duty to improve in speech, and this you can do if you will try with determination.